I'm walking down a canal in Angel, and this is the first time I've like been on a proper walk in ages, actually. It's really calm. I've not really been to North London, actually, or kind of bothered crossing the river since lockdown, because it's felt a bit too far, I think. I guess, yeah, I can see lots of canal boats and water and trees, and there's stuff on the floor, and it's kind of funny. People are also walking along this like very thin corridor of space, and quite a few people are still distancing, like you still want to keep kind of an arm's width apart and not get too close, and that becomes even more difficult when you're on a canal. Someone's kind of foraging, I can see, and picking up different bits from the woods, which is really, really nice. I can hear the sound of bells and the water and the ducks kind of slightly splashing in the water, and it's reflecting off all of the canal boat windows, and the person who's foraging is just putting some of the things in their bag. And there's some willow trees that are blowing and people are chatting, but they're mostly across the river from me. I can taste what was a leftover meal deal sandwich in my mouth, and I've not really had one of those in a long time because I've kind of been making lunch from home, but this has been my kind of long journey away, and felt like that goes hand in hand with rushing out of the house, getting transport, not having enough time to make food, and buying yourself a meal deal, which was so my normal before, and now something that just feels quite strange to me. I feel quite I'm not sure how I feel. It's quite difficult to work out. It's funny taking the time out to think about this while I'm walking and in a public space and seeing people, because kind of our time in public spaces has been so much to from A to B recently, or to walk as a means of exercise and just dwelling and thinking about what you can hear and taste and smell in this spot. It's quite a strange thing to do. And I'm now sitting on a bench, and someone's just started the engine on one of the canal boats. And it feels really nice to be able to take this time out and to be on my own, I think, just outside and being like a bit spontaneous, which I haven't done, and spontaneous with yourself, thinking like, I might go here, I'll see where I wander. So much of our journeys, I think, during COVID has been like planned, because that fumbling with space and time hasn't really been offered to us in the same way. Yeah. What non-monetary resources do you cultivate and share that help you and other organisations like you sustain yourself in this climate? I guess something that I've really enjoyed is sharing things like short films and clips of things that I found with people as distractions and ways of like thinking and taking yourself out of the space that you're in. And it's definitely been able to talk about and share and think about film that has really helped me, I think. I've seen quite a lot of projects about workshops with editing your own film, contributing scenes and parts of films to larger, kind of more collaborative outputs of film, because people are thinking like, I can't have every shot orchestrated and authored by me, but now I can send it off and it can be part of a larger thing. So I think it's sharing points of interest and excitement has been really important to kind of sustaining our mental health when we're not able to be together. And one of the things I did was help run this radio station, which the premise was kind of sharing these things that we're listening to and watching and thinking about with each other, and it's being broadcast live so you can tune in at the same time, and that just felt really important because it was like sharing, being together in a way that wasn't just messaging or instant communication. And I really enjoyed that and benefited from that. And I think one of the tools that we have is actually being able to take the time out to think about what someone might want and dedicate and kind of specify, almost curate something for that person so that they can take joy and have these moments of joy when things feel really difficult and complicated, that take them out of the space they're in and maybe help them to remind themselves of why they enjoy making, or what kind of can be said through making and what can be shared, and how that can help us be somewhere else or in a space that isn't bound by the walls or the room that we're kind of limited to at that moment in time. And that's definitely something I've enjoyed, kind of curating material for my friends that includes and crosses over politics and art and music, and helps to just liven the mood and say, like, there's still moments of collective joy and happiness that we can share together by watching this at the same time, and this helps us to imagine a future.